This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about anger and rage. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Anger can linger and build up. It can rear its head when you don't expect it. So what if you could just let it all out in a safe space? Rage rooms offer that opportunity. They started in Japan during the economic recession in the late 2000s, a place where you can pay to smash stuff, to scream, all while listening to a ragey soundtrack. Now, they are also popular in the U.S., and Marcus Biddle wanted to find out why.
After an hour-long road trip on the turnpike, I arrived at Breakstuff, New Jersey, in New Brunswick.
And I'm going to go in and try to break up some stuff. Let's do it.
And now I'm looking at something resembling an electronic hoarding house from hell. Hundreds of outdated computer monitors, keyboards, vintage television sets, a turntable player. It seemed to be in relatively good shape. I usually recycle my e-waste myself, but I've signed up for a 20-minute rage session to smash it all.
Heavy glass in the crates. Save that for last. It has the best breaking. It breaks.
I'm given sledgehammers, metallic baseball bats, crowbars, and golf clubs.
Golf clubs, it kind of just like dents it.
I try to think about something that made me mad. For example, the traffic I hit on the way here. But I can't seem to muster the appropriate rage. For Breakstuff owner Andrew Powers, rage rooms aren't a place to release anger.
There's actually one customer who gave a good description of it, because we've always said that you come here to release your anger. And the customer said to us, no, 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 I'm not releasing my anger. I'm engaging with my anger. This is a place, this is a safe space where I can play with it, where I can understand it.
Andrew says some people just come in to have fun. Others have serious reasons to want to smash stuff.
There's something in their life that they need to release. We've had people who've lost their children, who've lost their spouses, who've lost their jobs right before Christmas. And it's just, there's a lot of heartbreak that walks in through the door.
At Rage Room Philly, people have made note of what brought them here. Founder Kia Tall shows me a wall where her customers have left testimonials.
These kids. She was a teacher. She was a teacher. Seventh graders are the worst. These two came together. They were teachers.
Kia says teachers are her most loyal customers.
Break stuff to practice breaking systems.
Paint the stuff. Scribbles on the wall tell stories of frustration, broken families, and broken hearts.
Kiss my ass. Look at me now. The opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference. Okay, I like that. I know we are an outlet, and I know I do tell people to write what they feel on the wall, but sometimes it's like, oh man, like really? But I mean, I can't let that get to me. I have to, this is how people is feeling, and it's okay. It's okay to express yourselves, and if this is a positive way to do it, I'm all for it.
Kia seems like an unlikely hype person for this kind of destruction.
I'm actually an introvert at heart. I'm quiet. Well, I like to be anyway.
Kia opened her rage room in 2018, and she was inspired by her daughter, who was struggling to finish veterinarian school at the time.
She did not pass her anatomy test. I think it was twice that she didn't pass it. So she was very frustrated.
Feeling frustrated, her daughter blurted out a somewhat odd request to find a place where she could pay money to break a bunch of stuff.
I'm looking at her like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, who pays to break something? It was just, I know she was frustrated, and that's how frustrated she was. So I'm looking like, oh my goodness. So just off to the side in my own thoughts, like, why would she say that?
But Kia searched the internet.
Other rage rooms start popping up, and I'm like, wait, this is a thing.
Some people come in for a thrill. Others want to vent.
We've had therapists come and bring, like, their clients, And the people say they felt much better. We've had people come and say, oh, my therapist referred me because I have so much anger and I just had to release it. And I think this is it, right? This is cheaper than therapy. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not trying to take their job.
Are rage rooms a good place for venting anger? Is this a healthy way to cope? Patrick Markey is a professor of psychology and brain sciences at Villanova University near Philadelphia.
I mean, I'm a psychologist. I've been around for 20 years. And there's lots of theories on why you kind of have this, like, why some kind of, like, controlled destruction is fun to some people.
But he says using rage rooms as a form of therapy can be dicey.
I'd be a little apprehensive about it as being used as a straight therapeutic technique simply because if somebody has rage issues, you want to make sure whatever you're doing is probably effective at reducing their rage issues and not either counterproductive or, you know, not doing anything at all.
Could rage rooms make people more angry to the point where they want to smash more stuff? Patrick has studied the effects of playing violent video games and says based on that research, he doesn't think so. Video games can achieve the type of catharsis as rage rooms for some people, he says. Playing them doesn't make them angrier or more aggressive.
I personally don't think rage rooms are going to actually lower most people's stress or anxiety and so forth. That doesn't matter. The point is that if a person enjoys it, that's what matters. Just like with violent video games, it doesn't matter if a person doesn't see the value in it or doesn't think that they're worth anything or that they're a waste of time. That doesn't matter. What matters is that the individual that's doing it is enjoying it.
Michael McCluskey is a clinical psychologist and neuroscientist at Temple University in Philadelphia. He says rage rooms might be problematic for people who are unable to control their anger. His research specifically looks at individuals with intermittent explosive disorder, characterized by bouts of rage, irritability, physical attacks, and self-harm.
I use the metaphor of a car. So imagine you have a car, one of those cars where the minute you tap on the gas, it goes. And then imagine the brakes don't work very well. You're going to probably get in some crashes.
But for everybody else, it can be just a fun way to improve their mood.
I don't think going to a rage room is going to necessarily cause them to get way, way, way worse. I just think it's probably not as helpful as would be teaching them other ways to kind of express their anger and aggression that doesn't involve breaking shit. So I don't have a major concern about it. I think, you know, smashing something can be fun, especially when you know it's okay. And that's the other thing. Aggression is usually, well, the way we think about it, is you're hurting something or someone who does not want that to happen. Here it's like, yeah, no, perfectly fine. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Honestly, if it works for you and you're happy and it makes you happy and it's not hurting anyone, more power to you.
After smashing my way through a bunch of glassware and old computers, I have to agree, I don't think it caused me to work through any anger I might have felt. But it was definitely fun.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was a good move.
That story was reported by Marcus Biddle.